This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم صلاة والتسليما يلقاني بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين صلي اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميمين أما بعد جماعة المسلمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما صدق الله العظيم سورة الأحزاب Verses 70 and 71. Surah Al-Ahzab, 70 and 71. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing those who believe. Even those who claim to believe. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to draw our attention that if you claim to believe, then this is how you should believe. And this is how you should act. And this is how you should live. So it's like to draw attention. I'm claiming to be a believer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make me of the true believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make me of those الَّذِينَ يَسْمَعُونَ الْقَوْلَ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ That they hear what is being said. May Allah make me of those that hear what is being said, فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَةً and follow the best of what is being said. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا O those of you who believe. اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ Shield yourselves from the displeasure of Allah. That's literally what اتَّقُوا means. Coming from the word وِقَايَة, which means a shield. So اتقوا الله أي اجعل وقاية بينك وبين كل ما يحل عليك غضب الله. Place a shield, Allah is telling us, between yourselves and every type of word or action which would bring upon you the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How does that translate to? In real terms? In other words, day-to-day living, before I say anything, before I do anything. In fact, I should try my best even before I think anything. I should ask myself the question, is Allah going to be pleased? If the answer is yes, Bismillah, think it. Bismillah, say it. Bismillah, do it. But if not, Astaghfirullah. May Allah forgive me for even thinking about it. Or thinking about this is the essence of what it means. To be of the muttaqeen. May Allah make us of them. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. Taqu Allah. Shield yourselves from the displeasure of Allah. Wa qulu qawlan sadida. Sadda yasiddu sadadan. They say, Iza saddada as-sahma ay wajjahahu ila al-gharadi وَلَمْ يَعْدِلُ عَنْ سِمَتِهِ That is the definition of سَدِيدًا إِذَا سَدَّدَ السَّهْمَ You can imagine an archer. When an archer, when he aims his arrow at the target, that is literally what the word سَدَّ يَسِدُّ سَدَادًا means. He aims his arrow at the target قَاسِدًا with the intention of hitting that target. Bullseye. He intends for the bullseye. He goes for the bullseye. وَلَمْ يَعْدِلُ عَنْ سِمَتِهِ, without moving away from that target. So in other words, what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Target of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the target of being brought ever closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the target of avoiding the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because al-ashya tu'rafu bididdiha, things are known by their opposites. So if we are striving in everything we do, in everything we say, to please Allah, that means by default that we are striving in everything we do, in everything we say, to avoid the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What will be the result of that? Constantly, with that shield, in awe of Allah. Allah is watching. Allah sees. Allah even knows the sound of the footstep of the blackest ant on the blackest rock in the darkest night. And even that which hides in my chest. So I should be constantly in awe of Allah. I should be constantly conscious and mindful of Allah. I should be constantly careful and aware of Allah. And especially, and that's going to be the lubbul mawdu, the core of the topic of today, especially when it comes to business. When it comes to tijara. When it comes to that mu'amala, that transaction that we make on a daily basis between each other. Even if it means going to the local cafe to buy a loaf of bread and a liter of milk. That we should be constantly mindful. Al-Amin, honest and trustworthy. Honest and trustworthy. What does that mean? Honest, in other words, when they do business, they only speak the truth. Al-Likhni and Al-Skitni Ka'atani. What did the old people say? As you can lich, that can you steal. We're going to see that now in this ayah. Because as long as we are qawlan sadida, as long as we are speaking the truth, speaking that which is honest and trustworthy, and that which is striving for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yuslih lakum a'malakum. Then Allah will correct all your actions for you. Especially the action of business. Allah will put barakah. 1/8 of all barakah, said the Prophet ﷺ, lies in business. Did you know that? 1/8 of all barakah lies in transacting, in business. So as long as we are shielding ourselves from the displeasure of Allah in that business transaction. In other words, it's a legitimate. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, indeed, they will attain the ultimate success. Which is what? A good profit? Another business deal? No. That kind of success, wallahi, in fact, that's not even success on the dunya. لَيْسَ الْغِنَى عَنْ كَثْرَةِ الْأَرَضِ وَلَكِنَّ الْغِنَى غِنَى النَّفْسِ. What did the Prophet say? Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, true wealth is not measured by material possession. True wealth is measured by the satisfaction of the heart. What did Umayyah Sheikh say? Alhamdulillah, very bitchy about to get. How much barakah they had. How little they had, but how much barakah they had. That was because of what? Of qana'ah. Of contentment. هِيَ الْقَنَاعَةُ فَحْفَظْهَا تَكُنْ بِهَا مَلِكًا وَلَوْ لَمْ تَكُنْ لَكَ إِلَّا رَاحَةُ الْبَدَنِ وَكَمْ مِنْ مَلِكٍ جَمَعَ الدُّنْيَا بِأَجْمَعِهَا فَمَا رَاحَ مِنْهَا بِغَيْرِ الْقُطْنِ وَالْكَفَنِ. It is contentment. If you have it, if you're a person that's contented, you wake up every morning and you say, Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي أَحْيَانَا بَعْدَمَا أَمَاتَنَا وَإِلَيْهِ النُّشُورِ. That's all you're worried about. All praise and thanks due solely to Allah who brought me alive after He caused my small death. Which is what? Sleep. Sleep is al-mawtat al-ula, the small death. The first death. All praise and thanks due solely to Allah who gave me life after He caused my death. And wa ilayhi nushur, and no matter how many more days or weeks or months or years Allah grants me on the dunya, ilayhi nushur, to Him is my final return. Instead of waking up in the morning and just thinking about paisa, fulus, geld, miring. Yes, it's a sickness. Wallahi, it's a sickness. Man asbaha hazinan ala dunya, faqad asbaha sakhitan ala rabbi. Whoever wakes up in the morning, not satisfied, with the portion which Allah has put out for them in this world, it is as if they are angry with Allah. We seek refuge in Allah from that. In the other hadith, what did he say? Man asbaha wa hammuhu dunya, ja'ala Allahu al-faqra bayna 'aynayhi. The person who wakes up in the morning only thinking about, hey, how much money can I make today? How much sales can I make today? How much more material possessions can I acquire today? Allah puts poverty in front of their eyes. What poverty? What does that mean? That they're not going to attain those things? No. It means they're going to attain those things, but they're not going to feel even one iota, one atom's weight of more wealth. In actual fact, they're going to feel poorer because of their discontentment. The more they get, the more they want. Ya bana Adam, عندك ما يكفيك وأنت تطلب ما يطغيك لا بقليل تقنع ولا من كثير تشبع إذا كنت معافا في بدنك آمنا في سربك عندك قوت يومك لقد حيزت لك الدنيا بحذافيرها. Hadith Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O mankind, you have that which is enough for you, but you want that which is going to send you astray. Money can make you mad, wallahi. Money is not for everybody. That's why be careful what you wish for. Money is not for everybody. You know? Always ask, and I start with myself, Allahumma khidli wa akhtarli. Oh Allah, choose and decide for me. If it's good for me, grant it to me. If it's going to be bad for me, keep it away from me. La bi qaleelin taqna' wa la min kathirin tashba'. What does Allah say in this hadith Qudsi? Oh mankind, you have that which is enough for you, but you want that which is going to send you astray. You're not satisfied with a little bit, nor are you happy with a lot, because you always want more. إِذَا كُنْتَ مُعَافًا فِي بَدْنِكَ. There Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts it out. The requirements for true wealth on the dunya. إِذَا كُنْتَ مُعَافًا فِي بَدْنِكَ. If you have your health. You know, Jamaatul Muslimin, wallahi, I'm not complaining. You know, if a person gets sick, what did the Prophet say? لَا بَأْسْ طَهُورٍ inshaAllah. It's a means of purification. And we all need purification. What did the Prophet say to Umm Sa'ib? Umm Sa'ib was sick. He went to go visit her. Your elderly lady, and he asked her, كَيْفَ حَالُكَ؟ كَيْفَ حَالُكِ يَا أُمَّ سَائِبْ؟ How are you, O Umm Sa'ib? She said, أَلْحُمَّ لَا بَارَكَ اللَّهُ فِيهَا. She said, I've got the fever. May Allah not bless the fever. In other words, she's cursing the fever. The Prophet said, لَا تَسُبِّ الْحُمَّ يَا أُمَّ سَائِبْ. Don't curse the fever. Because the fever will purify you of sin, just like the fire purifies the metal from its impurities. I'm just saying that as a precursor, because you know, for the last month, subhanAllah, I've had the stubborn cold. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. And wallah, you only realize, alhamdulillah, inshallah, I've turned the corner. Inshallah, I've turned the corner. At least I stopped taking all that medication. Allahu Akbar. But subhanAllah, you only realize the value of something when you don't have it anymore. Khasantate. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. الصحة تاج على رؤوس الأصحاء لا يراها إلا المرضى. Health, a wise man once said, health is a crown on the heads of the healthy, which only the sick people can see. I'll say that again. Health is a crown on the heads of the healthy, which only the sick people can see. That's why, Jamaatul Muslimin, if you have your health, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Say alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Allahumma shfi mardana, Allahumma shfi mardana, Allahumma shfi mardana. Warham mawtana mawta al-muslimin bi rahmatika ya arhama rahimin. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذَا كُنْتَ مُعَافًا فِي بَدْنِكَ. If you have your health. آمِنًا فِي سِرْبِكَ. And you have your safety and security. Something we are struggling for in this country. Wallah, it is a necessity. That's why we know we are in a bad situation in this country. Besides the fact, alhamdulillah, our dams are, I think, 119% full. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. You know? Really, there's a lot of good people in this town. I believe truly. It is because of the good people in this town, the people that are putting their heads down for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and shielding themselves from the displeasure of Allah, the reason that we have, alhamdulillah, had such good rain. You know, rain that is, inshallah, beneficial. Yes, there have been some floods and some damage, but generally speaking, beneficial rain bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it as such. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. But security is a big problem. It's one of the three necessities of life. One of the three necessities of life. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He says, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَلِيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمُ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ وَلَيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Indeed, Allah has promised. Allah has what? Promised. Does Allah break promises? Hasha. Wallahu la yukhlifu al-mi'ad. Allah doesn't break promises. Ever. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah has promised those amongst you who believe and work righteous deeds that He will make you the rulers in this earth. Where do you see Muslims ruling by Islam? And He will establish your religion for you in every fact. Just like He made rulers from amongst you before you. We had great Islamic empires. We had great Islamic empires. With all the shortcomings, but we still had. We had empires. We had power. We had armies. We ruled by Kitabillah wa Sunnati Rasulillah. We ruled by the Book of Allah and by the Sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad Khair al-Anam salawatu Rabbi salamu alayhi. And He will make you rulers in this earth like He made rulers from amongst you before you. And He will establish your religion for you in every facet of society. Educationally, politically, socially, economically, etc., etc. And He will exchange the state of fear and insecurity that you've been living in to one of peace and security. And Allah promised that to who? To the true believers. That's something to think about, isn't it? Ya Allah, make us of the true believers, that we might be worthy of these three promises. إِذَا كُنْتَ مُعَافًا فِي بَدْنِكَ. If you have your health. آمِنًا فِي سِرْبِكَ. You have your security, your daqwa, your kop, your safety. عِنْدَكَ قُوتُ يَوْمِكَ. And you have your daily provision to fill your and your family's stomachs. لَقَدْ حِيزَتْ لَكَ الدُّنْيَا بِحَذَافِيرِهَا. Then you've attained the dunya and everything in it. It is enough for us. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Like said Nu'umar, when he arrived in Mecca, leading the Hujjaj, and he came to the Kaaba, what's the dua that he made? He was the Khalifa. In the time of his Khilafah, he was Amir al-Mu'mineen, and he led the Hujjaj to Mecca. When he got to the Kaaba, he said, Allahumma la tukthir li min ad-dunya fa atgha, wa la tuqlil li minha fa ansa, fa innama qalla wa kafa, خَيْرٌ مِمَّا كَثْرَ وَأَلَىٰ. He said, oh Allah, don't give me too much of the dunya so that it causes me to go astray. And don't give me too little so that I neglect my responsibilities. I have to pay the bills. Because indeed, that which is small in amount but suffices is better than that which is in large amounts and leads me to evil vices. I just added that vices suffices, you know. This was the rhyming thereof. And this is so true, subhanAllah. Allahumma khir lana wa khir. Oh Allah, choose and decide for us. If it's good for us, if that business deal, if that transaction is good for us, Ya Allah, grant it to us. But if it's bad for us, Ya Allah, even if I can't understand it or fathom it, keep it away from us. This is so important, Jamaatul Muslim. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. All those of you who believe, shield yourselves from the displeasure of Allah and say, and this is generally speaking, but today we are speaking about business, transacting. وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. Shield yourselves, Allah says to us, especially with regards to business, and I'm going to give you the proof why. And when you're engaging in business, speak a word that is true, that is trustworthy, that is honest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless that business transaction. For indeed, as it is narrated by Rifa'a ibn Rafi', وهذا حديث صحيح, and it's an authentic hadith that our beloved Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه خرج مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى المصلى. He went with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم to the مصلى. The مصلى, you know where Masjid Ghumama is in Medina? That was where the مصلى was, where they prayed Eid. فرأى الناس يتبايعون, and he saw the people that set up the market there. In fact, the market, the old market of Medina, is right next to Masjid Ghumama in Medina. So he saw the people trading on that place. فَقَالَ يَا مَعْشَرَ التُّجَّارِ يَا مَعْشَرَ التُّجَّارِ, oh business people. I could say, oh merchants, but that will mean something else. Oh business people. يَا مَعْشَرَ التُّجَّارِ فَاسْتَجَابُوا لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ وَسَلَمْ. So they all paid attention to the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَرَفَأُوا أَعْنَاقَهُمْ, and they lifted up their heads. All lifted up their heads. All, you can imagine they came out from behind these torches, you know? And they're all paying attention to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَرَفَأُوا أَعْنَاقُهُمْ وَأَبَصَارُهُمْ, they lifted up their necks and their eyes. They're looking at the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فَقَالَ إِنَّ التُّجَّارَ يُبْعَثُونَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فُجَّارًا. تُجَّارَ فُجَّارًا. Allahu Akbar. He said, oh, business people. Indeed, all business people will be raised up on the day of judgment as transgressors. That's hectic, isn't it? But you know, subhanAllah, this is the type of, when it comes to emphasis in the Arabic language, one of the ways in providing emphasis is a nafi wal ithbat. Just like in the kalima shahada, la ilaha. Does that mean there's no God? No, there is no God. Illallah. An-nafi wal-ithbat. This is for emphasis. There is none. Ay la ma'buda bihaqqin. There's none worthy of worship. Illallah. Except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Prophet is using the same type of sigha. He's using the same type of sentence to provide emphasis. He said, inna tujjara yub'athuna yawma al-qiyamati fujjaran illa man ittaqa Allah wa barra wa sadaq. Said that all business people will be raised up on the day of judgment as transgressors, except for the one that has shielded themselves from Allah in that business dealing. Barra, what is barra? They've been righteous in that business dealing. What is bir? The Prophet said, al birru husnul khuluq. Bir, righteousness, is good character. In other words, they have had good character in that business deal. You know, I'll never forget Iman from Maya Kopan Khasat. I'm not going to say which country, but I went into the shop and I want to buy a thobe for my wife. And this guy is telling me, okay, do you want expensive or cheap? So I say, you know, the best of conditions are those that are in the middle. So he shows me one product and he says to me, you know, this one, this is very cheap. This is very cheap. But this one here, this one here is the best quality. But, and he said, Allah wakilak. Allahu Akbar. He said to me, Allah wakilak. I make Allah as your agent. I make Allah as your agent. He's like making a qasam. He said, this is the most expensive, but I'm going to sell it to you for a price where I don't make 1 cent. I thought, uh-oh. But anyway, you know, I'm not much of a heckler. My wife's a good bargainer, but not me. Anyway, she wasn't there, so I just said, okay, we agreed on a price and I paid for it. I found out that the one that he showed me, the one that he said is the expensive one, was actually the cheap one. And the cheap one that he showed me was actually the good quality expensive one. And he's saying, Allah is your agent. Allah wakilak, he says to me. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. So our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what is he saying? He's saying, At-tujjar fujjar illa man barra wa sadaq. Except for the person that shields themselves, taqullah, they shield themselves in that business. They're aware Allah is watching. They're aware Allah is listening. They're aware that Allah knows what's in their hearts. And barra, they have good character. What is bir? Husn al-khuluq. وَالْإِثْمُ مَا حَاكَ فِي صَدْرِكَ وَكَرِهْتَ يَطَلِعَ عَلَيْهِ النَّاسِ. What the Prophet said about righteousness. Righteousness is good character. And sin is that which makes your heart uneasy. You know when you are cheating somebody. And this is the way of shaitan. Wallahi, cheating is the way of shaitan. Trickery. فَدَّلَّاهُمَا بِغُرُورٍ. And he caught them with guile, our mother and our father. He caught them with guile. He cheated them. فَأَزَلَّهُمَا الشَّيْطَانُ عَنْهَا. He made them slip. He cheated them. He tricked them. So trickery, a person knows when they are tricking another person. لَا تَخْدَعَنَّ لِمَخْلُوقٍ عَلَى طَمَعٍ فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ نَقْسٌ مِنْكَ فِي الدِّينِ لَنْ يَقْدِرْ لَعَبْدُ أَنْ يُؤْتِيَكَ خَرْدَلَةً إِلَّا الَّذِي سَوَّاكَ إِلَّا الَّذِي سَوَّاكَ مِنْ طِينِ فَلَا تُصَاحِبْ غَنِيًّا تَسْتَعِزُّ بِهِ وَكُنْ عَفِيفًا وَعَظِّمْ حُرْمَةَ الدِّينِ وَاسْتَرْزِقِ اللَّهَ مِمَّا فِي خَزَائِنِهِ فَإِنَّ رِزْقَكَ بَيْنَ الْكَافِ وَالنُّونِ وَاسْتَغْنِ بِاللَّهِ عَنْ دُنْيَا الْمُلُوكِ كَمَا اسْتَغْنَى الْمُلُوكُ بِدُنْيَاهُمْ عَنِ الدِّينِ. The poet says, don't cheat another person out of greed. Because that's why people cheat each other. You know, me as a genuine pat gaat insit, gaat my baie geld kos. Hy's min profit. Maar as ek 'n majat pat insit, dan gaat ek baie profit maak. La takhda'anna li makhluqin ala tam'in. Don't cheat another person out of greed. Because that will be a great deficiency in the way that you are practicing your religion. Nobody is able to give you a mustard seed except by the permission. Illa bi'idhni alladhi sawwaka min tini. Except by the one who created, meaning our father. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created our father from clay. Only Allah. He is the only one that can provide. Jalla fi ula. فَلَا تُصَاحِبْ غَنِيًّا. So don't attach yourself to a wealthy person thinking that they're going to make you rich. وَكُنْ عَفِيفًا. But be upright. وَعَظِّمْ حُرْمَةَ الدِّينِ. And make great the sanctity of your religion. وَاسْتَرْزِقِ لَهُ. And seek your rizq from Allah. You want rizq with barakah? Ask Allah. Ask Allah. فَلْيَسْأَلْ أَحَدُكُمْ حَاجَتَهُ رَبَّهُ كُلَّهَا. Let one of you ask your Lord for everything. حَتَّى شِسْعَنَ عَلِيهِ إِذَا قَطَعَ. Even the shoelace when it is broken. You'll notice this is when it's broken. In other words, if you've got 5 shoelaces, you know, don't ask for another new shoelace. You know, sometimes my wife, she does a lot of marriage counseling. And so many problems around. Yeah, but I already bought her 200 pairs of shoes. She has a whole cupboard full of Louis Vuitton bags. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Wallahi, those bags are going to speak on the day of Qiyamah. So, فَلَا تُصَاحِبْ غَنِيًّا تَسْتَعِزُّ بِهِ وَكُنْ عَفِيفًا وَعَظِّمْ حُرْمَةَ الدِّينِ وَاسْتَرْزِقِ اللَّهَ مِمَّا فِي خَزَائِنِهِ. Seek your rizq from Allah, from His treasury. فَإِنَّ رِزْقَكَ بَيْنَ الْكَافِ وَالنُّونِ. Why? Because your rizq lies between two letters, the kaf and the noon, which is kun. Fayakun, kun fayakun. So, Jamaat al-Muslimin, let us be very, very mindful when we are transacting with one another. Allah is watching. And wallahi, billahi, tallahi, if we are going to cheat somebody, if we are going to wrong somebody, if we are going to defraud somebody, if we are going to lie to somebody, let me use that Omen Sisa, what do they call it? Spreekwoorde. You know, if you can lie, you can steal. As you can lie, can you steal? What did the Prophet say? Iyakum wal kadhib. Don't tell lies. Fa inna al kadhib yahdi ila al fujur, wal fujur yahdi ila al nar. Don't tell lies, especially in business. Why? Because lying will lead to transgression, and transgression leads to the fire. Wal iyadu billah. Let us be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if we are going to lie, cheat, defraud, and steal from one another, wallahi, it's going to come back to us. On the dunya. Because it's dhulm. What ushay fi ghayri mahalli? It's dhulm. It's oppression. It's like, I'll never forget, I think I was about 10 years old. My mother, I don't know if she did it on purpose, you know, she bought me a boomerang. So I went there in the park where I grew up there in Bergfleet, you know, and I threw this boomerang, and then my sister came to call me. Okay, my name was Tony then. Tony! And I looked around, and the boomerang came back and hit me in the head. Allah, every wrong that we do to another person, that we do not make right for, and we do not make tawbah for, wallah, it's coming back. It's like we've thrown out all these boomerangs, and those boomerangs are coming back to hit us on the dunya before the punishment in the akhirah. Allahumma tuba alayna. Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, guide us to make right wherever we've made wrong. And make us, Ya Allah, of those alladhina yaquluna qawlan sadida yuslih lakum a'malakum wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum wa man yuti' Allah wa rasulahu faqad faza fawzan 'azima. And Allah grant us that ultimate success, which is what? Which is what? Faman zuhziha 'anil nari wa udkhila al-jannah faqad faza. Whoever is saved from the fire and entered into paradise, then they are the successful ones. There's no real success on the dunya. The only success on the dunya is to be contented with what Allah has put out for us, and to be happy and content with what Allah has put out for other people. MashaAllah, Tabarakallah, Zadakallah. It's what Allah wants for you. May Allah bless you in what He's given you. May Allah grant you even more. That's how we should make dua for one another. Not be hasad on each other. And not be trying to cheat and defraud and steal from one another. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide and protect us all. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا ربي يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا ربي يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا ربي يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا ربي يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألطف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله لا تخدعن لمخلوق على طمع فإن ذلك نقص منك في الدين لن يقدر العبد أن يأتيك خردلة إلا بإذن الذي سواك من طين فلا تصاحب غنيا تستعز به وكن عفيفا وعظم حرمة الدين واسترزق الله مما في خزائنه فإن رزقك بين الكاف والنون واستغن بالله عن دنيا الملوك كما استغنى الملوك بدنياهم عن الدين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظمت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة إلى أين يا سارة الكرام اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم التجار يبعثون يوم القيامة فجارا إلا من اتقى الله وبر وصدق صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أعود بكم من هناك إلى هنا وما أدراك ما هنا هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول فيها الحبيب المصطفى البر لا يبلى والذنب لا ينسى والديان لا يموت اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان ويقول أيضا كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فيا أيها المسلمون أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولا بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخلق الناس بخلوق حسن واكثروا عباد الله من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلبي محمد طب القلوب ودوائها وعافية الأبدان وشفائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الحسن والحسين أهل البدر والحنين وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي بفضلك كلمة الحق والدين اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين اللهم حرم مسجد الأقصى من أيدي الصهاينة الحاقدين الظالمين المجرمين يا رب العالمين اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان خاصة في المغرب وفي ليبيا وفي اليمن وفي سوريا وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله وأقم الصلاة لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم استووا اعتدلوا أثابني وأثابكم الله الله أكبر إن صلاتي ونسكي لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت أعوذ بالله من بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تبت يدا أبي لهب وتب ما أغنى عنه ماله وما كسب سيصلى نارا ذات لهب وامرأته حمالة الحطب في جيدها حبل من مسد. الله سمي الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله 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 أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. الله سمي الله لمن حمده. الله 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 أكبر. إلا الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. نستغفر الله نستغفر الله نستغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ومن عذابك نستجير. أصلح لنا شؤوننا كلها ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين يا رب العالمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا اللهم اشف مرضانا اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا موتى المسلمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم يا مسبب الأسباب ويا مجري السحاب ويا هازم الأحزاب ارزقنا رزقا واسعا حلالا طيبا بغير حساب ومن غير أسباب برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Number 7 in the world. From number?